I think the batting is, again, despite its poor form, the batting selected itself, except the odd choice of the opening combination. Gautam Gambhir was dropped, but then he played for India A and scored 100 there, and he captained the side well as well. So it's a bit of an odd mix, really. Probably he needed that kick to reassess his form, reassess his mental makeup, and get back to scoring runs. So that's a topic for another day. It does put into scanner as to how many matches Shikhar Dhawan and Murali Vijay have, and either of them will probably end up playing both the test matches, because playing one opener in one test and another opener in another test, that doesn't really make any sense, unless of course injury happens. Probably Murali Vijay will get the nod because he's played against Australia earlier and he scored 100 as well. So also the first test is at his home ground, so maybe Murali Vijay just might get the nod. Shikhar Dhawan has had a decent Ranji season. Murali Vijay has not had that good a Ranji season. He's been in good nick in the Irani Trophy, scoring 100 and a double, 100 in the two Irani Trophy matches this past season. But I think the major doubt was whether Wasim Jafar should have been picked, and it's been a huge debate given the sort of form that Wasim Jafar has been in this past season, despite not playing the entire season. So that was a big debate, but probably with South Africa on the horizon, the South African tour on the horizon, maybe Wasim Jafar will be a shoe-in for that one. However, coming back this test series, probably Murali Vijay, as I said, will open the innings with Virendra Sehwag. That's my punt. I mean, it might as well be Shikhar Dhawan. We don't really know. But the rest of the batting selects itself, Chetheshwar Pujara, Sachin Tendulkar, Virat Kohli, obviously a bit of a scanner on all of them, except perhaps Pujara. Virat Kohli was not in that good of form against England, and Sachin Tendulkar really had a miserable time. And the onus will be on him to fight it out in the middle against Australia, four test matches. And if not, we've already seen him retire from the ODI format. Might just be his last four tests if he doesn't perform with the bat therein as well. It's a big question mark. A bigger question mark, however, is the number six spot. Ajinkya Rahane and Ravindra Jadeja are the two choices in the squad for that particular spot. Ravindra Jadeja had a decent outing first up, but that was more owing to the circumstances than strategy or tactics. India played three spinners there, and he was part of that particular strategy. Four spinners there, and he was part of that particular strategy. So, not really sure India will go in again with four spinners, because they have Harbhajan Singh and R. Ashwin and Pragyan Ocha all in the squad. They have three pacers as well. Ishan Sharma, whose fitness is a bit under the scanner again. Ashok Dhindar, I'm not really sure if he's such a good pick, but Bhuvnesh Kruar Kumar is in the lineup for a test debut. So if India go with one pacer, then it will probably be Bhuvneshwar Kumar and the three spinners. And if that happens, then probably Ajinkya Rahane will get the nod ahead of Ravindra Jadeja.